We decided that it was a good time to hold a menopause awareness workshop. It's essentially a space for women to come together and talk about their experiences of the menopause and to look forward as well in terms of what they want to get out of life as they go through the menopause, and also hopefully once their symptoms start to recede a bit. So it's a space to share, inform and support. It's on the 12th of October, which is a Wednesday, at Market Harbour Congregational Church Centre, 6:30 p.m. And tickets are available now.
What made you, you know, want to organise something like this in Harbour?
We have had an increasing number of clients come to us. Certainly, from my point of view as a psychotherapist, I see a lot of women who come to me having been referred by their GP with symptoms of depression, anxiety, often having been prescribed antidepressants. And it turns out actually that they're not depressed, they're menopausal or perimenopausal. And it seems to be that there's this real gap at the moment in terms of women struggling with symptoms of the menopause and struggling to access support, treatment. And we wanted to provide a safe space for women to be able to talk about that and get some support.
Sure. And just in terms of the, I was going to say, in terms of the event, you know, what's going to be happening there?
So we're going to be doing a mix, aren't we, of having a really safe sharing space for people to share their experiences and to be able to talk about it. Because what I was going to add on to what you were just saying is that it is still quite an underserved demographic, if you like, and there is still, you know, we're getting better, I think, in society at squashing some of the stigma around talking about mental health. I think particularly coming out of COVID, people are getting much better about talking about how they're doing and their mental health. But actually, when it comes to the menopause, it's still not really spoken about all that much. And so that's part of it. We want to be able to bring people together where it is a safe space for people to be able to talk about their experiences, share their experiences. So that's a huge part of it, is bringing this group of women together to be able to talk about their experiences. And then on top of that, as Thomasin was mentioning, sort of seeing it as an opportunity, it is a huge change. But out of change, whilst there may be some negativity that comes with change, there is also opportunities, and there are things that come out of that that actually can be really, really positive. So we want to be able to allow people to share, come together, talk about their experiences, inform them, offer some support, but then also actually talk about what are some opportunities that can present themselves to us potentially after this difficult period of our lives is over.
Has anything like this ever been held before in terms of an event in Harpur? I've certainly not been made aware of anything. Or
not to our knowledge. I know that in Leicester there have been some menopause yoga workshops, but as far as I know, this is the first of its kind in Market Harbour, and certainly I don't know of any others that have had this more therapeutic, mental health, holistic emphasis on them. So we're really excited. We think that women in Market Harbour have been really underserved, actually. And the taboo potentially like really still persists here about the kind of embarrassment of talking about the menopause. And so we're really hopeful that this might be something that women are excited to join in with.
Great. And the would you say there's kind of support available nationally? Or I know you mentioned people going to the GPs and things, but this is more about talking and
I would say you know, you mentioned, Thomasin, about how you are finding more clients are actually, they're going to the GP with symptoms of anxiety, depression maybe, and being just prescribed these antidepressants, and actually it's not necessarily anxiety, depression, it is actually menopause or perimenopause. So I think there is the potential for quite a lot of misdiagnosis going on. I think people are trying to reach out and access support, but I think at times it's either a case of the support potentially isn't there, depending on where you are, you know, regionally around the country. There are some areas that are much better served than others, depending on where you live. So it may be that the support just isn't there, or it may be that actually you are misdirected and you access the wrong sort of support because of the symptoms that you are presenting with. So I think, I mean, you might have more to add to that, but I think it is at times a case of, is the support there? Are people being misdiagnosed? And are people, there's a lot of suffering in silence and people just kind of putting up with it and thinking that this is a part of life and you just have to get your head down and crack on and get through it. And I think that's part of this as well, is we want to educate people, inform people and show them that you don't need to go through this by yourself, you know?
I think there is a lot of misinformation out there as well. And I think women have been frightened over the years about some of the treatments available. I mean, HRT is one of the obvious ones. Mm. Now, HRT isn't suitable for everybody, but many women who it might be suitable for and might be really helpful for are really concerned about the historic link between breast cancer and HRT, which has been debunked, actually. So I think there is a lot of fear about what treatment might look like. I think people are often a bit worried about rocking the boat and making things worse than they already are. And I think there's also a fear as well that, you know, there's almost shame in asking for help because it's a natural process. Mm. The menopause is supposed to be this natural process that women experience, and you're supposed to just get on with it. How bad can it be? And actually, I think for lots of women, as time goes on, they realise it really can be pretty tricky, and then you're sort of stuck in this cycle of just not even knowing how to start to ask for help, and that can be really difficult.
So the message would be for people to sort of come to this event, there'll be like-minded people there in the same position kind of thing, and then
exactly. You know, and we're hoping that we will get women from all walks of life, you know, who can come together and, you know, share a common experience. I think one of the really tricky things about suffering in silence is that it means that your voice never gets heard. Mm. And there's something really powerful, actually, about coming together with other people and being really heard and really seen, that can actually really start to unlock a lot of the difficulty that you're sitting with and that you don't quite know what to do with.